It's McCurley in the morning. It is the exciting world of Romper Rumor. Are you smarter than a Romper Rumor? We like having fun with this to see how really stupid we are, or how much we've forgotten since we were in the first fifth grade.
What if we just never learned it in the first place?
You just hit both of us on the head with a nail, Bubba. I mean, come on.
My favorite two subjects in elementary school were
lunch and snack.
Lunch and PE.
No, yours was lunch and snack.
I like to go work it off the best I could, but I couldn't make up that kind of ground.
There's
in that
no
short amount
way
of time
that you could work off any amount of food that you eat.
No, I couldn't. But it was a valiant effort, at least.
Well, I mean, you know, I was no Rhodes Scholar. Let's put it that way. All right, where are we going?
Who's first, Giddens or David?
Well, he knows he's first. Yeah.
Where are you going, Giddens?
He's the first loser.
I got to stay with the winning formula.
Oh, God.
First grade geography.
Geography.
What do you call a large body of water smaller than an ocean?
A large body of water smaller than an ocean.
Yes.
I believe that would be a sea.
Correct.
I was going to say a lake. Sea. I mean, come on, ocean and the sea is the same thing.
No, not necessarily.
There's only four oceans, but there's other seas.
I don't care. They're all about some of them are the same size. Okay, whatever. Give me first grade English, please.
Which word is an action? Jump, blue, or chair?
Now, wait a minute.
Action.
Spell blue.
B-L-U-E.
Okay. Because, see, that's a trick question. That's a trick question. See, he's trying to trick me already.
He's trying.
I'm going to say
fix
jump.
Is in.
Jump. See, I'm not going there because I might get sued here. But that was a trick question.
Where are you going, Giddens?
What do I normally do? Second grade history, I think.
That's the winning formula and you don't even know it.
You don't even know it. Second grade history.
Hey, you know what the winning formula for you is?
Eat.
Chew and swallow.
Yeah.
Which ancient civilization built the city of Athens?
Which ancient civilization
don't answer
built the city of Athens?
You don't know, because yes. I think I know.
It's the Greeks.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just funny because they're still, I mean, they're not necessarily ancient. They're still here today.
Give me a second grade, is it social studies history?
Yeah,
is that
social
same?
Studies
okay.
History.
All right.
Which ancient civilization used hieroglyphics?
Oh, God. I know it, and I can't think of the name I'm trying to think of. Would that be the Mayans?
Can I answer?
Okay. Yeah.
Egyptians.
Okay.
All right,
listen, if that is a second grade
how you not know history hieroglyphics?
I'm sorry. It takes professors to study hieroglyphics. Do you see what he's doing here?
That is not a
second grade question.
Shepherd knows that one.
Shepherd don't know anything but eating like his dad.
All right,
he's eating in hieroglyphics.
Man, that's ridiculous. Second grade hieroglyphics. Now, if you'd have said phonics, that might have been okay.
Hooked on hieroglyphics.
Yeah, hooked on hieroglyphics.
All right, let's see. Third grade science.
What is the term for the moon blocking the sun?
Oh. Come on, don't waste time. We only got an hour. You know that.
The moon blocking the sun.
Yes. Yeah.
It's an eclipse.
I need more specific.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's a bad eclipse.
The moon blocking the sun.
Yeah, there's tons of eclipses, Giddens.
Solar eclipse.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I don't know how easy he can get them and how hard it makes it on me. That's just ridiculous.
Where are you going,
all right,
David?
Give me third grade. I'll do third grade science and go ahead and ask me what the metabolic.
What planet is known for having a giant storm called the Great Red Spot?
The Great Red Spot. Would that be Mars?
No.
Can I answer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jupiter.
Yeah.
So I'm not in astrophysics.
That's got, like one of the most famous things.
There's
about
actually
any
a famous hieroglyphic that depicts the great red spot.
Well, you
of
know
Jupiter.
What? You know what you can do with those hieroglyphics? You can stick them up your red spot. Let's go.
Giddens, you got math and English left, fourth and fifth grade.
Fourth grade English.
What is the term for the problem in a story?
What'd you say?
What is the term for a problem in the story?
What is having enough food. That's Giddens' problem.
What is the term for a problem in the story?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what is the term for the problem in a story?
The, I'm sure it's one of those where you're going to be like, oh, of course, after he says it.
Sour show, Giddens.
The problem in a story.
If you don't know, just
conflict.
Yes.
Ah. Came to me at the last second.
All right, David. Where are you going?
I don't care.
You want to go fourth grade or fifth grade math or fourth grade or fifth grade geography?
Geography. I don't care. I'm done grade? For. I mean, go ahead in this geography question and ask me how many centimeters are at the North Pole.
What is the deepest ocean trench in the world?
Trench?
Deepest.
I know his like right off the bat. Deepest ocean trench in the world. But I have to think about mine every time.
Do I know?
Deepest ocean trench in the world. It's famous. Everyone knows this one.
Then tell me what it is, because I'm not everybody.
You're not going to guess?
I don't know. I probably do know it. I don't know. I don't know.
Mariana's Trench.
I used to call it the Marinara Trench.
The Marinara Trench.
That's
a trench I want to be lost in.
You probably have been, Giddens.
You're just lost.
No, I think I've won.
No, I meant you're lost. I didn't mean you lose.
All right, here's the last one just for fun. Simplify the fraction. 36 over 48.
See, I can do those.
You should just start with math so you get warmed up next time.
Can I answer that? Since he's already won.
He can answer it. I already won. I get to figure it out eventually.
36 over 48 is 6/8 or 3/4, whichever one you want to do.
See, you need to start warming up with math and get your brain going.
No, you get the cobwebs off. The hardest one in math, because I figure a first grade geography question would be what state's next to Alabama, not what's longest trench in a daggum ocean.
That was a fifth grade one. Here's your fourth grade math question.
All right.
A rectangle has a length of 15 centimeters and a width of 9 centimeters. What is its area?
What is this area?
Yeah, not perimeter area.
That would be 48.
Yep.
No.
No?
Area.
Area?
Yeah.
So I'm giving you the
perimeter.
Perimeter, okay. The area would be, if I'm doing this correctly, I'd have
15
to,
and 9.
Yeah. 24.
It's 135.
Yeah, it's 135.
Yeah, I was thinking 15 times 9,
which
what I wanted to do, but I couldn't figure that up in my head quick enough. I'm thinking 24. Go ahead.
It's 135.
Yeah, all right. Give me my fifth grade math question.
What is 2.75 times 4?
2.75 times 4 would be 11.
Yep. Yes. So you just need to start with math.
Well, if you just give me all math questions, I'd never lose. It's this first grade dadgum geography question. What trench is the longest of any ocean in the world?
That's
the fifth grade
one. In comparison, Giddens' fifth grade question for that was what is the highest mountain in Africa?
Highest mountain.
I think I actually know that one.
Is it the... It's not Everest. That's in Asia.
What do you think?
I'll take a stab
at it.
I don't know.
I think it's the Andes.
No, it's Mount Kilimanjaro. Okay.
Kilimanjaro, yeah.
See, so he got a difficult one, too. He just manages his better.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I said you got to stick to the winning formula.
I tell you what you can stick to. Four in a row.
Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics where?
You can stick them in the red spot.
Okay. The giant red spot.
And we will not be talking soccer anytime.